Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com. Hey, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Yeah, welcome back, dude.
Thank you. Back from my little hiatus that I had here for about 2 or 3 months.
You had to take care of some business.
My business.
Anyway, this is episode 15 of ShouldIDrinkThat.com's beer reviews.
Where, even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I've been waiting to say that.
It's been too long, huh?
It's been so damn long. I've had to cut back on my beers and everything while I was taking care of stuff. And I can't wait to drink some of these.
Yeah,
we've got
no
some
doubt.
Nice beers on tap today.
Not really on tap,
not
per se.
Yeah, whatever. They're coming out of a bottle.
We got
it's
some
all good.
Good bottled shit. Well, we hope it's good.
Yeah, we hope it's not crap.
Yeah.
Because you know the motto, if it's crap, we got to chug it. And
I don't really want to chug this one, Spoon.
No, not at all.
But, yeah, speaking of chugging, we'll talk about that later. But the first beer we have for this episode is an Icebock from 2005, limited edition. And what brewery is this from, Spoon?
Well, this is from the Niagara Falls Brewing, which people have told us that they have some kind of affiliation with Moosehead. That disturbs me because I hate Moosehead.
Yeah, I can't really verify that. I mean, their website is down.
The green bottle, though, kind of hints towards Moosehead.
Well, they have this nice champagne bottle. It's real fancy gold raised lettering on it, and the foil is covering a bottle cap. There's no cork.
My first show back, and you give me a bottle that has freaking foil on it. Father Spoon hates foil.
It's an Icebock, man. I've never actually had one of these before, so.
Well, Icebocks are pretty unique. They're actually created by freezing off a portion of the water, and they remove that from the beer, which is pretty cool. I would never have thought of that.
Right. It's supposed to increase the beer's body, flavor, and alcohol content, and they can range from like a near black to as light as a little tawny red.
Well, the other thing, too, with Icebocks is that the hop bitterness and flavor are mostly cast aside with a really big alcohol presence replacing it. That can usually range from sweet and spicy to fruity and sometimes used as, I'd probably put it as fuel in my car.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a heavy beer, at least I hope so.
Rumor has it.
Yeah. They say the average alcohol by volume range of these limited editions is 9 to 15%. But
that's a pretty broad range.
Yeah,
there.
I know. Well, that's funny because the bottle I have is from 2005, and it is shown at 8%. So they weren't working really hard on this one, evidently.
Might also depend on the water they're using. Since it's from Niagara Falls, you know, you've got Lake Erie up there. And
right.
Ontario's not too far away. So I'd say
it's
the lower.
Polluted.
If it's polluted, it's from Lake Erie.
I mean, let me see if I can get through this foil to crack open the beer.
Oh, this is beautiful. Look at the wonderful foil. If you get any of that in the beer, well, we're going to have the first ass kicking since I've been back.
Peeling it back.
Oh.
The foil, that is.
That looks worse than champagne.
Yeah.
Champagne.
Smells good.
The face you just made was priceless.
I'm going to give mine a pour. Wow, it's not as dark as I expected. Damn.
It's got a nice little hue to it.
Yeah, I expected it to be a
little. Although I'm watching this from an angle as you're pouring this.
Here, pour yourself some, Spoon. Look at the bubbles in that bad boy.
Oh, my. Look at that. It looks like soap.
It does. Got a soapy bubblage to the top of it after I poured mine.
I wonder if Bubby would drink this.
I don't know.
That was a bad joke. I know. I have to get back in the groove here. And this evening I will be drinking from the official SIDT mug, Stein, that you can find on our store, cafepress.com/.
Yeah, I got to get me another one, man. I keep giving mine away.
Go to the shouldidrinkthat.com website, and there is a link to our store. Buy our shit.
They seem to be popular when they're free.
Of course, everything's popular when it's free. Oh, look at the bubbles. The bubbles are really bothering me here. As I pour this, I see them moving around in the bottle. Oh.
It had a nice head on it that kind of disappeared pretty quickly.
Have some left.
Good carbonation to it.
You figure these are about, my mug's about 18, so I left some in there for you. Look at the,
thanks.
Dude, check out that bubble on the top.
The bubbles are just sticking to that bottle. That's funny.
Oh my, that is disturbing. I really hope this doesn't taste like soap.
I know. It's got a real nice caramel color to it. I'm going to give it a shot. What do you think?
All right, ready?
Cheers, brother.
Here we go. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of
dear God, do I like this.
Man, it's smooth, and it's got that alcohol bite to the end of it.
Mm.
Man, that is good. I'm going to pour me some more.
You know what surprises me is when I was up in Niagara Falls for our anniversary back in October, I asked people if there were any breweries close by that we could go to.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly, my wife said, if you want to go, we could go. Whatever, it's our vacation.
Yeah.
And nobody mentioned this.
Yeah,
I checked with bars. I checked even at our hotel. Nobody mentioned this place.
I looked the address up on Google Maps, and it does show that they exist, but their website's down, and it's really hard to find a reference to them. It's the Niagara Falls Brewing Company, obviously out of Niagara Falls, Ontario.
Well, there is a Niagara Falls in New York, so we have to specify that this is a Canadian beverage.
Supposedly, they opened in 1989. The first brewery in North America to produce an Eisbock. It's the potent German-style Bock beer. And like we said, it's frozen during the brewing process. And this Eisbock, it's produced once a year, and there's a new label created for each one. And there's an extra concentrated version called the Eisbock Gold, but it was discontinued, so we won't be reviewing that one.
Oh, no.
Anyway, it's a really good beer, man. You know, done with the box style, with freezing the...
That tastes really good.
Freezing the beer.
I can definitely taste the malt in that. That's
There's a malt hint to it, and it does have that bitey alcohol aftertaste. If you don't like that or not used to it, that might hinder your decision on whether you like this or not, but it's really good.
The malt flavor isn't overpowering with it, which is...
I know, not at all. It's like not so much a hint of it, but it's pretty well balanced, I think.
It's like a nice shot of malt to your system.
Yeah, exactly. Taking me another drink.
Not really tasting too much about hops in this.
Yeah, more malt than anything. But it does have a strong alcohol bite. Ooh.
Although I figured with, being off for so long that my palate would be really cool with this. But I'm like, wait, all I can taste is malt. There's supposed to be hops and everything else in this thing. And I'm not tasting it right now.
Yeah, I got this beer from a coworker of mine. I gave him a Stone Vertical Epic, and he hooked me up with this ice box, so...
That is really good.
I'm glad he did. I'll have to thank him for that.
And
are you pleased, Father Spoon?
I am pleased, and I will say, too, that this was not my first beer this evening. I did have one before this.
Yeah, I had to save him one from a previous show because Spoon had to try the...
I had Sick Puppy's Hard Cock.
Wow. The fucking jokes just never stop with that beer. It's an episode later, and we're still talking about my hard cock.
I can't believe you guys drank that stuff.
Oh, dude, it's a
the
good
fact
beer,
that you got
man.
A hold of that, I'm thinking, oh, you know what? It's Erie Brewing. That's my hometown.
I knew you were going to slam me for that.
I never even heard of the stuff before. I tried to get a hold of them, but no one's replied to my emails yet. So if anyone from Erie Brewing hears this, check your inbox or something.
We want more of your hard cock.
There's a lot of hard cock in Erie.
Jesus, it just never ends with that.
Yeah,
all right.
That's going to be the last of my hard cock jokes.
Yeah, this is new episode. Let's move on.
You have to move past the hard cock sometimes.
Tired of playing with my hard cock.
It's a good time.
And the Eisbock on Beer Advocate got an 86, and on Rate Beer, it was a 69. Good score.
Well, the other cool thing, too, is Niagara Falls, when they made the Eisbock, is that it's actually the first North American beer that follows the German tradition of freezing beer to concentrate the flavor and body. Canadians did it, not us. I don't understand that. All right. Finishing up my my ice bucket. This is delicious beer.
Yeah.
I like this.
I'm pleasantly surprised, dude. I didn't think it was going to be this good, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because the only...
That green-ass ugly bottle. I don't know.
Well, Canada has given us a couple of good beverages here. It's given us this ice bock. It's given us the Maudit.
Une bleue.
And it's given us hockey. So,
yeah, of course.
That's about it.
All right, so we're going to be right back with the next beer, man.
Cool, cool.
Take off.
Hey. The next beverage that we have is a special gift to shouldidrinkthat.com beer review guys. That'd be us. It is from our good friends, Groucho and Chud, from The Beer Report, thebeerreport.com. Go check them out. They're metal.
They're definitely metal. They're
absolutely metal. And, wow, you know what? When this package arrived, I couldn't believe it. We got some prime beers from these guys. So.
I've been waiting to do this. This has been in my fridge for a while, and I've had to hold on to it through Spoon's whole hiatus.
It's been killing you. Well, you know had to wait on this one.
The first day it killed me, dude, because he sent us some cans along with this that we're going to be reviewing later.
Okay.
And being at wintertime, they showed up at my door ice cold.
Shit in Pennsylvania freezes this time of year.
I just wanted to crack one of them damn things open right then and there, but I had to wait.
That's right. You have to wait for the other host.
Ugh, damn it. All right, now's the time.
But see, the plus side from the whole hiatus thing is there's a whole new redesign of shouldidrinkthat.com that's coming up, and I got a lot of time to think about, you know, what I'm going to do with the site, what we're going to do with, you know, the show and everything, and Sick Puppy and I have talked it over, and let me tell you, 2007's going to fucking rock. Yeah, we are going to have some fun. I've made some contacts, and yeah, we're going to have ourselves a good time, and really, I hope you guys stick around and listen to it, because 2007 is going to be a damn fine year for us.
It's going to be a stellar year for SIDT, for sure. So what do we got, man? What's the first bottle that Beer Report boys hooked us up with, man?
Well, this first one here is Dragon's Milk Ale from the New Holland Brewing Company of Holland, Michigan. This is a very cool-looking bottle, too, I must say. It's got a little keg on there with a dragon flying around.
Yeah, they all say it's great. I know the guys from Big Filmy Head said we're going to love it, so I'm looking forward to this.
Everyone said we're going to love it, so that means we're going to hate it. Just out of spite. It does look pretty cool, though. I can't wait to try this thing. We've heard a lot of great reviews about it, and even Beer Advocate and Rate Beer have this pretty high. Beer Advocate has this as an 87, whereas Rate Beer gives us a 92.
Right, and before we forget, this is from the New Holland Brewing Company, and that's newhollandbrew.com.
A quick history here on the brewery, because, you know, we're full of facts like this, so you know.
We're edumacated.
We're edumacadenians, guys. So, well, you don't have to.
Read on.
Well, the New Holland Brewing Company was established in 1996, back in the 1900s. That was a long time ago. About 10 years ago. Well, no, 11 years ago, depending on what happened. But the New Holland Brewing Company has grown from a scrappy two-man startup to a thriving regional microbrewery recognized for its creativity and artistry. Hence the bottle. It's pretty cool. I dig it.
Yeah, it was on their website. They got some pretty cool-looking labels. But anyway.
Well, their beer is brewed in one of two locations in Holland, Michigan. And they brew, cellar, and package over 12 beers for distribution from this facility. Pretty cool. Especially if they got two of them. Yeah. The other thing, too, is from the description from the New Holland site is that their strong team of extremely creative people work hard to bring you an interesting and gratifying experience each time you reach for a New Holland brew. We are proud to share our craft and art with you. We hope you enjoy it as much as we do.
I hope so, too, man.
I really hope you enjoy it because this doesn't look like something I'm going to want to chug, but hey, whatever. All right, crack this one open, Sick Pup, and let's get started.
Let's tell the folks a little bit about the beer, I guess. It's a complex ale with a soft, rich caramel malt character, intermingled with deep vanilla tones, all dancing in an oak bath.
Oak bath.
Unmistakably distinctive and hauntingly remarkable, Dragon's Milk is a perfect example of New Holland's art in fermented form. That's very well put.
I'm still digging the whole oak bath thing.
This comes in at 19 Plato and a 9% alcohol by volume. So it's an ass kicker.
Excuse me? How strong is this?
9%, brother.
I thought you said 19%.
No, 9.
I was going to say, holy
nine,
shit.
9.
9. Revolution 9.
All right, I'm going to crack it open.
Oh, wow. That's still pretty cool. So let me look at this cap here. It's got a little picture of Holland.
Oh, it smells delish.
Oh, I can't wait to try this. Oh, check out that
the pour.
Color's
dude. Nice, man.
Oh, that looks good. Of course, there will be pictures available on the shouldidrinkthat.com photo gallery. You know where to find the links. If you don't, visit our site.
SIDT Visual Aids.
Because we're all about visual aids here.
Man, that's a dark-ass beer.
Hold that one up for a Kodak moment here. We're good.
Oh, man, that looks nice.
That looks delicious. I can't wait to pour mine.
Nice creamy head on that. Go ahead and give yourself a pour there, Spoon. I'll wait for you.
You do that. It's pouring kind of dark.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Perfect. All right, hold on 1 second.
It's got a malty smell to it. I don't know. So you're getting like malt?
Nice strong malt to it, yeah. Ooh, they had.
I think that's what that is.
Definitely good nose on that thing.
Yeah. Smells great.
Sensory overload.
Ready? Right,
let's try this.
Give it a shot.
Cheers.
Cheers, brother.
Oh.
I think I just died and went to hell. This is awesome.
And saw Anna. Anna Nicole. Wow, this is. Damn.
That's awesome, man. Holy
shit. Chud and Groucho from thebeerreport.com.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for this one. This is delicious.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
I know we sent them guys something. We've got to send them some more shit for this.
We have to send them some really good shit.
This is phenomenal, man.
Wow.
Holy fuck.
Oh.
It's so good, I dropped an F-bomb.
This is insanely good.
Comes in a 1.6 fluid ounce bottle. Dragon's Milk Ale from New Holland Brewing. I have to give that a big fat thumbs up. Holy shit, man. I highly recommend this beer.
I'm not sure
if it's available in PA at all. Like I said,
I haven't seen it anywhere.
This was a gift from the Midwest. So.
Well, one thing, too, about the term, actually, Dragon's Milk, is for the 1600s, it's from the 1600s, I should say, and it describes beer that was mainly for royalty. It's usually a strong ale that is barrel-aged and has similar quantities to whiskey.
Yeah, it does, man. It's got a hint of a little whiskey flavor to it.
Kind of. I'm not really tasting it so much.
It's a hint. It's subtle, if anything. But, man, is it good.
Oh, wow. True to its name, this beer is aged in reclaimed bourbon barrels. That seems to be pretty popular right now with a lot of
cars. Yeah, that's a big thing going these days.
Of course, like, the favorite one of...
It's an awesome fad, which I love.
The favorite one of SIDT is Arcadia's...
Shipwreck Porter.
Oh,
Heaven
dear
in
God.
A bottle. Yeah, it rocks.
Delicious, delicious beer. And I'm looking forward to when we do an Arcadia show.
Yeah, that'll be coming up here in 2007 or sometime soon.
Delicious beers.
Anyway, here's the Dragon's Milk, man. This is fucking great.
Wow, that's really good. Mm. This might be one of the first shows where we're not chugging something.
Yeah, no doubt. It's all good so far.
Which I have no problems with that because this is that means we have really good beers.
And then at New Holland Brewing, they have a whole series of high gravity beers. And each batch contains like a minimum of twice the ingredients of their regular brews, ages in their cellar for at least 6 times as long, and is more complex to brew. So I'm looking forward to maybe you guys sending me more shit from New Holland Brewing. That'd be great. Hint, hint.
Now, for our listeners that may not know, what exactly is high gravity?
High alcohol. It's basically what it boils down to. That's it.
I mean, it's good shit.
Yeah, it's a higher alcohol brewed beer.
It will kick you in the poo-poo.
Yeah, it will. Make you take back shit you never stole.
Oh, that's really good.
Man, I don't want to drink this fast. This is fucking great.
It's really good beer.
I don't know what else to say about this, Spoon.
I wish we could get more of this here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, this is one of the better beers we've had in the show for a while, I think.
Speaking of Pennsylvania.
Leaving me speechless.
And speaking of Pennsylvania and the lack of beers that we can get here, there's been some news recently about the state of Pennsylvania, because if we go to a grocery store, to like a 7-Eleven or any convenience store, we cannot buy beer. And really, it chaps our asses. It really sucks. But there is one entrepreneur from Sheetz, which if you come to Pennsylvania, you have to go to a Sheetz.
Yeah.
It's the best food
it's
ever.
Like a 7-Eleven, but 10 times better.
Sheetz Death Dogs and their MTOs, you got to try them. Anyways, Sheetz in Altoona, Pennsylvania, found a loophole. If they have, I believe, over 40 seats in their establishment, they can serve, and they serve food, they can serve alcohol. So guess what? Sheetz is now serving alcohol.
Yeah.
They're serving beer. You can buy, in the state of Pennsylvania, you can buy 2 6-packs at a time.
Right.
And that's what they're doing. So guess what, Mr. Politician? People found a way around the system. Now, there's other local people bitching, saying, oh, it's going to take away from the market. You know, distributors are all pissed off because when you go to a beer distributor in PA, you can't buy anything under a case of beer.
I just hope it doesn't put the good craft brewery six-pack shops out of business or hurt them enough, you know, or they can't survive, you know.
I don't think it will too much, because most of the people that will go to Sheetz are looking for Bud, Miller, Coors,
right, yeah,
and PBR.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the local six-pack shops that sell a lot of good beer also sell the crappy shit. And if they lose there. You know, it might hurt them a little bit. That's the only thing that concerns me.
Well, the thing, too, is a lot of these, I shouldn't say restaurants, but a lot of these places like the Sheetz will have to expand all their stores, and they're not going to do that.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's like a 7-Eleven where you can go in there, and there's just a small area of food. There's small Sheetz all around western PA and some of eastern PA, but to have the seating for 40 people takes up enormous space, and there's just not a lot
of
there's
not that
here.
Many of them, right.
What I'm waiting to see is like some of the grocery stores, like Giant Eagle, which is very big in Pennsylvania, they have little cafe areas. Well, what they're going to have to do is there has to be 4 feet between the actual grocery store and their cafe area if they're going to do this.
Fucking laws are stupid.
Oh, it gets even dumber. The people that are fighting it, and one of them's from Pittsburgh.
Right.
I'm not going to mention his name because, well, he's a dick. But he's trying to pass a law that will stop this because of the fact that he's worried underage people will sell alcohol to minors.
How about enforcing the fucking laws we already have and card the bastards?
Well, you know what? They were worried about that with cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, people are like between 16 and 18 are working at mini marts,
right,
or whatever, selling to their friends. Well, you know what? Smoking hasn't gone up in Pennsylvania. All these people were worried about it, and nothing happened. So it's
right.
People just freaking out because, well, they got nothing else to bitch about besides the snow.
And that's one thing I hate about like some of the towns in our local area. You know, businessmen come and try and, you know, open up new businesses, and everybody has a bitch about it, and things never change.
People bitch about everything.
There's no progress in some of these towns, and they wonder why they're broke, and nobody goes there to shop. It's because you're kicking these fucking businesses out.
Well, that's
welcome to 2007. Step it up.
That's one of the reasons why Pennsylvania is so far behind everyone else.
Yeah.
And we'll get their heads out of
their asses. Smaller towns, man. Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous. My hometown is like a ghost town because they don't bring any decent business in.
Well, you know what? If you're going to keep up with the rest of the states and the other big cities, you have to eventually let go of your old ways.
Exactly. It's called fucking progress.
Exactly. And unfortunately, the state of Pennsylvania is ass backwards with a lot of their alcohol laws.
Yeah, it is. But
that's
we ranted enough?
For
yeah.
That's Pennsylvania for it. That's one of those topics that just really pisses me off, is how hard it is to buy alcohol around here. And they say, well, you know, that means that it, you know, like selling the, we just now got it passed within the last 2 years that you can buy liquor on a Sunday. And you can buy beer on Sundays, beer was last year. And they're saying, oh, well, drunk driving is going to go up, blah, blah, blah. You know what? It hasn't.
That's another dumbass law because, dude, if I know I can't buy beer on Sunday, I'm going to buy twice as much on Saturday.
Exactly.
What the hell?
It's because these politicians have their heads up their asses.
I know.
Okay, how are we going to cripple them even more? Because we know what's better for you.
And I think part of that is, you know, trying to get the votes from all the Christian groups and the conservative groups and all that crap.
And MAD.
It's all about the don't get me started on them or the fucking ACLU. But anyway, I digress.
So, yeah, we're pretty pissed off recently about Pennsylvania beer laws.
I hate to be ranting while I'm drinking this fine, fine dragon's milk.
It is a
fine beverage. Taken away from the experience.
Well, Well, you know, it's actually adding to it because we're drinking a fine beverage. This is one of the fine beverages we could get in.
Yeah.
If they would loosen up the tax on importing beverages from other states, we would be able to get stuff like this.
Dude, we still have an alcohol tax from the Johnstown flood of, what, 1800-something?
Yeah, the 1800s.
They're still taxing us for that.
Have you been to Johnstown recently?
I think the flood's over.
They haven't done much down there.
I know.
Besides,
it's a shithole.
Besides Pitt Johnstown, there isn't much there. There is a wing shop there, though, that has like over, I think, 300 different types of wings.
Nice.
Which
But for the most part, I mean, it's not like that tax money's going to Johnstown now.
It is, but they're using it to buy crack.
Yeah. Fucking A. A
friend of mine used to live there, and let me tell you, dude, going through that town scared the shit out of me.
That's a rough town, man.
Going through there
most
at night
part of
scared
it is,
me.
Yeah.
But they do have a Sheetz there.
And it's kind of like the whole cell phone tax, you know, with the Spanish-American War. We're doing the same shit in PA with the fucking Johnstown flood. It's ridiculous.
But that's enough bitching about Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Go listen to a politics podcast if you want to hear more.
Yeah, that's as far as we go.
Or if anybody out there that has a beer podcast wants to know more about the fucked up laws in Pennsylvania.
Let us know.
Yeah, definitely let us know because we have plenty to bitch about.
Right.
And we will fight for your rights in Pennsylvania.
Even if the law is crap, we bitch about it so you don't have to.
Oh, no, go ahead and bitch about it.
Yeah.
We're the voice of reason in this fine city of Pennsylvania.
City of Pennsylvania?
City of Pittsburgh.
Dragon milk kicking in.
Woo.
Holy shit, it's dude. Hey, cheers again, man.
Cheers, dude. This is good stuff.
And thanks again, Groucho and Chud. You guys are fucking metal for this. I'm telling you.
Oh, this is good stuff. I like this.
Oh, man. We got anything else going on, Spoon, we could talk about while we're finishing the dragon's milk? Or?
Oh, yeah. I've got plenty of – dude, I've been gone away for, what,
I know,
months.
Man. You should have plenty to say, brother.
I have tons of stuff going on around here.
So get to it.
I just got
what you got?
I got to find all my notes and stuff. But one thing that –
fuck, he has a list.
I have a – fuck, yeah, I have a list. One thing that caught my eye recently is one of the things we have in Pittsburgh is called the City Paper. And it's, I don't want to say it's like your alternative news. I guess it's kind of like your alternative newspaper.
A lot of cities have it. It's the free paper. It's got all the, you know, hooker ads in the back and shit. And all the local bar listings of all the bands.
They're not hookers. They're masseurs.
Yeah. Massage therapy. My ass.
I have to find a sentence. I didn't highlight it because I just read this like before I came over here.
Escort service.
Well, one of the big things around here is... bloggers in Pittsburgh are becoming huge. And
yeah, it's a big thing around here now, man.
Local politicians didn't want to own up to the fact that everyone has a voice now. And it's pissing them off because you can go on the internet and you can find out.
Because they're crooked as hell.
Because you can find out shit about anybody. Like sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. But you know what? That's part of the whole, it's like free enterprise. You can say whatever you want.
I mean, if you read one blog and believe it, you're a fool. You do your research, man. Do your own research.
Well, it's kind of like
dig into it. It's like watching the news and believing everything Fox or CNN says.
Exactly, because you know CNN's geared towards one group.
Yeah,
Fox News is geared towards another.
That's arguable, but you're right.
So what happened is in Pittsburgh, is word came out about our mayor, our fine young mayor who just turned 27. Apparently, he was detained after a Steelers game, and some people say he was arrested. He was handcuffed. All this stuff. So it's an election year for us. So, of course, you know, this is big news. And some bloggers actually were some of the first ones to come out and talk about it.
Right.
So everyone's freaking out, you know, like, oh, we need to put a stop to this. And one person in particular made a comment, which I would like to read, which really pissed me off.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
I got to find his first name here. Hold on. Jim Motznik. He's a city councilor for Pittsburgh. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. It's Motznik. They're talking about the whole blogging thing, and he comes out and says, I think the blog world is a terrible thing. People put on their sites whatever they want. It's mostly fabricated to get some attention.
There's some spin, huh?
Yeah. Freedom of speech, and this guy's saying, we don't deserve it.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
It's a pretty good article, though. It quotes a lot of Pittsburgh bloggers, and it's you could go to – I have to find the link for it. I'll have the link for the City Paper on our website, so you guys can go check this out. Hopefully I can get a link right to the article.
I believe it's pghcitypaper.com.
I think so. I'm holding the paper as I'm reading
this. We'll post it in the notes.
Like I said, I was reading this before I came over here tonight to record, so I don't have it all together, but I was like, you got to be kidding me. This guy has the balls to come out and say that.
He's on the shitter before the show at home getting pissed off reading the city paper.
It's not, you know, it's not too often that I get pissed off reading the city paper. They have a lot of good points of view on here, which I dig. Because it's, you know, it's not the local media. It's just people printing whatever the
right,
hell they want to print.
Some people say they lean a certain way, but whatever.
Or they hang a certain way.
Yeah.
Anyways, if you get the chance, you know, go check out the article. It's called Going to the Blogs. Ready or not, bloggers have begun to shape local politics. And it's true. You know what? Every city, every person has a right to say whatever the hell they want.
Right. And God forbid the people have a voice.
And honestly, it's they're quoting, you know, saying all the whole blogosphere and shit like that. You know what? People have actually been blogging longer than 2003 or 2004 or whatever. I started blogging. Well, I actually started blogging like around 1997, but it wasn't called blogging. It's people had websites where they voiced their opinion. That's exactly what's going on right now. And you guys are probably going, well, what about the fucking beer? Why are you bitching? Well, it's because I've got a lot of buildup angst over the last couple months.
Yeah, he's been holding back.
Oh, I have. Oh, let me tell you, I could go on a rant about a lot of things, but I'm going to I'm gonna watch out because of the show and everything. But
it's a whole other podcast, right?
You definitely have to check out the City Paper. It is very cool. It's pghcitypaper.com.
See, goddammit, I was right.
Yeah, I was just looking at a couple of things in here, but it's a pretty good paper. If you're in the local Pittsburgh area, pick it up. There's a lot of quotes in here from local bloggers, like I said. And, yeah, it's, dude, this is blowing up in Pittsburgh. And what's pissing them off is that the politicians don't know how to deal with it. It's something that's not in their control. So they're freaking the fuck out.
Yeah, all right. I mean, now they have to be responsible for all their dirty laundry.
Well, that's the thing is people are bringing stuff out in the open, and they're like, well, we can't control it. We don't have control over the media, so what the hell are we supposed to do?
So why is this a fucking free country?
Absolutely.
Starting to not lean that way lately, but we'll see.
I hate the whole name blogosphere, too. I think it's
fucking
stupid.
Yeah, I know. I think it's retarded.
Well, now they're calling it in Pittsburgh the Burgosphere.
You got to be shitting me.
It's right there. The Burgosphere, as some have dubbed it, is no longer just an insular word of solitary.
They come up with a Yinzer term for blogging.
Keyboard jockeys commenting on each other's posts. You know what? If you want to get with the times, you need to have a blog. It will help you out if you're running for office.
Exactly.
Get with the times. And you know what? The fact that our mayor is 27, he's not getting with this.
I know.
That pisses me off.
He's young and out of touch.
Well, there's another thing in here, too. I got to find it quick. Where there, this is what killed me. All right. Motznik, the same guy that was bitching about the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And I am taking this verbatim from the paper, so, you know, look, copyright shit, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Motznik, yeah, we'll call him Motznik, whatever. We'll call him Motz.
Good old
Motz. Motz has taken down his blog, motzniksspeaksout.blogspot.com, but the blogosphere never forgets. See, in this case, it even forges. Hours after Motznik killed his site, someone restarted it at the same address with nearly the same content. Now, this proves where politicians are idiots.
Exactly.
We're looking at exactly who the hacker is. We'll go after him legally if that needs to be done. Okay, dumbass. Once you cancel a site, it's available for anyone.
Right.
All right, I don't know if you have, like, your little kid saying, oh, someone hacked your site, blah, 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 or there's some buzzword marketing politician fuck that's, you know, that put that in your ear. As soon as you cancel your account, it's free game. All right?
Yeah. Maybe he's talking.
Deal with it.
Maybe he's talking, consulting with some script kiddies or something.
It's fucking stupid.
Nah, that's fucking retarded.
The fact that people are so naive to technology that are holding political office bugs the shit out of me.
Well, they're so naive to everything, man. They're so out of touch. They're in their own little fucking world. It drives me insane.
Anyways, okay, so that's one of my rants. I have another. Well, I don't have a rant coming up later, but I have some other news coming up. But, yeah, I've had a lot to look over the last couple months.
And I'm done with my dragon's milk, man. How about you?
I gotta finish mine. Hold on.
Suck it down. We need to get to the next beer. So I'm really looking forward to this one as well. So.
God, that is so good. That is.
I know, man.
Awesome beer.
Actually, you know, why didn't you send us two of these? I know, I'm being greedy. I apologize.
Cheap bastards.
I never apologize, but that was uncalled for, and I'm sorry.
Well, you know, because all they have out there in Peking, Illinois is sheep herding.
Bah means no.
Oh, that's right. All right, so we're going to have to head to the SIDT beer fridge here and get another beverage.
Yeah, so we'll be right back. But
another music interlude for yins.
a fine, fine beverage coming in right up.
The final beers for this evening come to us from the Witchwood Brewery. Also, gifts from the great guys at thebeerreport.com, Groucho and Judd.
Again, you're metal. Thanks again. It's awesome.
You're especially metal for what we're about to drink here and drink out of, in a way.
Yeah. This will be kind of a comparison review.
The Beer Report guys have also reviewed the same beer, and it's kind of growing into a, I don't want to say a test for different podcasts. But
they just wanted our opinion on what they experienced, I guess, huh?
Well, also, the Real Happy Hour tried this also because they said, we have a can and a bottle of Hobgoblin. And everyone, it's starting to become like the facto for testing beers of which is better through the can or through the bottle. So we are lucky enough to have a can and a bottle here with us. And we're going to test out that theory to see which one we like better. We've got two cans and one bottle, so that should work out fine for us. We do have two glasses here, so you know, we can differentiate between the two,
right?
Because we're scientists. It's the best way to put it.
And at $1.89 a can in Pekin, Illinois, this better be good.
Yeah, Groucho, thanks for leaving the price tag on.
That has us worried.
Yeah,
I don't know how much the bottle costs, but I imagine it's about the same.
I want you to describe that bottle, because that's a very unique bottle that this Hobgoblin comes in.
Yeah, they actually... the artwork for this is great. They do mention who the artist is on the website. And unfortunately, I don't have that in front of me, but it looks to be witchwood.com, which is W-Y-C-H-W-O-O-D.com.
As far as we know, we're pronouncing that right.
Yeah. And, well, they have witches, like, engraved into the actual bottle, so I'm assuming it's Witchwood.
That works for me, then.
Yeah, I'm going with that. And this is imported by Eurobrew, which is eurobrews.com, E-U-R-O-brews.com. And again, it's witchwood.com for this particular beer.
And that's brews as in beer brews, not like
I'm right.
Gonna punch you in the fucking head brews.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It'd be kind of weird yeah, that way. But
I'll hit you over the head with the bottle.
And this is a dark English ale. This is a 1.9 fluid ounce bottle. And the bottle's actually pretty cool. They have witches around the top of it the whole way around engraved into the bottle, actually, in, like, raised graphics.
And I'm assuming that's a hobgoblin on the label.
Yeah, with a
I've
big
never
fat
seen a hobgoblin
and,
before.
Yeah, with a big nose and
how
big
the hell does that thing
and...
carry a sword? That's, like, the sword is as big as the goblin,
yeah.
The hobgoblin.
Yeah, it's art. Shut up.
Must be very light material he has that sword made out of. Cause...
We'll post pictures of this label on as well, because I love the artwork. It's great. Any World of Warcraft geek would love this.
I don't play the game, so it's...
Yeah, me neither.
I'll take your word on
that
one.
It's a whole different rant there. But anyway, kick-ass artwork, and thanks again to the Beer Report guys for sending this out. And we're going to compare the bottle versus the can.
Well, the cool thing, too, with the Witchwood Brewery is that they hand-brew around 50,000 barrels of high-quality traditional ale each year. And it's also the home of the legendary Hobgoblin Strong Dark Ale. And that is their flagship beer. And I'm watching Sick Puppy pour this thing right now. And let me see. Over here so I can see it. Ooh, that is dark. Check that out. It's looking.
I got to remember to save the other half of the bottle for
you.
Yeah,
you have to give me some of that. Hold on. Let me get you something here.
Pouring like a madman.
Yeah, use that glass.
Yeah, all right.
That'll be easier.
I want it all for myself.
Also, the Witchwood Brewery is situated in the old market town of Whitney in Oxfordshire at the old Eagle Maltings, built more than 150 years ago. So, you know, it's got a little bit of history to it. Witchwood is named after the ancient medieval forest of the Witch Wood.
There you go.
Exactly. Creative, hey. Right? Yeah. Which borders Whitney and is recorded in the Doomsday Book of 1086. Appropriate, and we have Sick Puppy here with us.
A Doomsday Book?
Yes.
Where can I get a copy of that? Is that on Amazon?
Probably find it on Amazon, right next to the Necronomicon.
Yeah.
Much of the artwork of Witchwood's beer labels takes inspiration from the myths and legends associated with the ancient wood. Following the closure of Brock Spear's Henley-on-Thames Brewery in October 2002, Witchwood took on a license to brew Brockspear beers. You know, there's so many fucking big words in here. Screw it. Go to the website.
Yeah, go to the website.
I want to drink this beer.
I know. He's sweating over there trying. It's poured.
It's poured. All right.
Let me, first of all, we poured out and shared the bottle in one glass. But now we each have our own big 1.9 fluid ounce can of the Hobgoblin coming in at $1.89.
Is that Illinois currency or Pennsylvania currency? Do we have to pay tax on this?
Probably. Pour this into my second glass.
Let's see how this one looks compared to the two. It's going to be a nice comparison having the two side by side. Right. Like this.
Go ahead and pour yours, Spoon, while I'm pouring mine. We'll get ready to do this.
Oh, there we go. Oh, man, the label's right on the fucking tabs. I got beer on it. Hold on.
I love that sound.
It's got a nice pour to it.
I got a little more beer in glass number two than I do have glass number one because we're sharing the bottle. I'm not sure I like the smell of this, man. It smells kind of rank.
Mine smells like bananas.
Yeah.
Does smell like bananas.
There's a reason for that, but off the top of my head, I don't know what it is.
Oh, man, bananas. I don't know if I'm going to like this.
Yeah, it smells like ass. Do you remember if the Beer Report guys liked this? I think they did.
They live by it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, there's a really cool thing that I found online, too, when I was searching for a Hobgoblin is there's a...
The tap handle?
It's almost like there's a cult following for this beer. Yeah. Because there's also, fans have made art for it, and I found this really cool wall hanging, which if I can get my hands on it, I have to get us one of these. Because it's very cool. It's very cool art. It's medieval, so it probably is one of those World of Warcraft. Whatever the fuck they are.
Wow.
Yeah, one of those things. It's probably one of those people that made it. So, all right, which one do we want to try first? Do you want to do the bottle first?
Yeah, let's do the bottle first.
All right. Doing the bottle.
Cheers.
Cheers. I'm kind of impartial to this.
Sour finish to it.
It's an odd taste.
Yeah, I don't know, boys.
I'm not too sure on this. Although, you have to take into consideration, too, the fact that this was, we had to do shipping for all this stuff.
And I think Chud did say this is the last selection available on the shelf. He didn't know how long it was sitting there. But I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not.
It has a bitter taste.
I want to like this, but yeah, the finish is real bitter.
The aroma from the banana isn't too bad when I start drinking this, but it does have a little bit of a bitterness to it.
Yeah, but dude, pull back and then take a big whiff. It smells like ass.
This doesn't smell very good at all. Well, it's...
The dragon's milk is way better.
It smells a little bit like bad bananas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not sure I dig this, Spoon. I keep smelling it, and that's ruining it for me.
Honestly, the bottle one tastes watered down.
Yeah, it kind of does.
I'm getting a watered down taste to it.
Do you get much flavor to it?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty bland. Sorry, guys.
Well, thankfully, we have our stash of Aquafina water here so that we can cleanse our palate after this one. You know what? I'm not too crazy about this bottled one.
Yeah, me neither. I'm going to chug mine down and try the can.
You know what? I think this deserves the first chug of the night.
Yeah.
So,
cheers,
raise
brother.
Your glass. We're chugging this. Sorry, guys. Wow.
Yeah, I don't like the Hobgoblin.
No, I don't like that one. Oh, I don't like the one out of the bottle.
Yeah.
Maybe this can one's going to be different. And what I'm thinking is, I don't know, does this have the nitrous in it?
I don't think
it does.
Cans are supposed to be fresher, so we'll see.
We'll see here in a second. I got to cleanse my palate here with my nice big-ass 1 liter of Aquafina that I'm chugging here.
I think I'd rather drink a barley wine.
Bite your tongue.
Just kidding.
Okay, I think I have that tasted on my mouth now. Oh, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, the fucking aftertaste on that was horrible. Damn.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like when they had the Maudit, though.
Yeah, exactly.
They hated it, but we loved it.
This may be our Maudit.
There's a very good chance of that happening. But also, it could be because of the shipping, too. It could be, we could happen to have a bad bottle. It could be. And there's a lot of things that play into it. So don't necessarily take our word for these beers. Try them a couple times.
If the can sucks, overall it's going to suck.
Yeah. I've had mine sitting here. Let me take a look at this thing. It's nice and dark. It's kind of light on it looks like Lake Erie. It's light on the top and pitch black on the bottom.
It's got a caramel color to it, but it's really cloudy.
See, this one smells a little bit better, though.
It does smell better.
This has a better aroma to it.
You're right.
You know what happened? I bet you any money that Groucho probably stuck this out on his deck in the sun just to fuck with us. Because he would do that to us.
Which one did they like better? I don't remember. Did they like the can better?
We're going to find out.
I think they did like the can better.
This one goes to show that we have no idea which one that they liked.
Right.
That they liked better. So it's
an
kind of
unbiased opinion, yeah. Right? Well.
All right. Let's
try the can. We'll try the can.
Can tastes a lot better.
My God, it's a different beer.
Absolutely. That can is a lot better.
What the hell?
You get so much more flavor out of the
canned
one.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Which is very odd.
Maltiness and some sweetness to it. There's no like bitter aftertaste to the can at all, man.
There's bananas dancing on my tongue.
I don't even smell bananas in this.
I still smell the bananas, but you know what? This is a nice, it's like a nice malt and banana flavor to it almost.
I digress. I like the Hobgoblin, but not out of the bottle, I guess. That bottle sucked.
Dude, I love this one out of the can.
I know, man.
This is excellent out of the can.
That's a hell of a difference.
Wow. I've never had this happen where the can's been significantly better than
right.
the bottle.
Yeah, not significantly better. Yeah, you're right.
Holy shit. This is
so
good.
I sorry about the Hobgoblin bashing from the bottle.
Mm.
Didn't mean to be a hater.
This is the best $1.89. Yeah. Holy shit.
$1.89.
This is delicious.
Yeah, this is good. You know, the Beer Report guys.
As much shit as you cause on the internet.
I will have to say that the can is 10 times better than the bottle.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no question there.
Absolutely. I'm pouring more of this. This is delicious.
I mean, that's a significant difference. Who'd have thunk it?
It's a huge world. Dude, this is so much better. If you get Hobgoblin, get it out of the can.
Yeah, get it out of the damn can, not the bottle. Holy shit. I would have never expected that much of a flavor difference between the two. I mean, maybe that just goes to show you why more microbrews are putting their shit in cans now.
Well, of course you're saying that because you love the Old Chub.
Old Chub.
Oscar. Gotta love the Old Chub.
Oscar
who
Blue
also
Brewing.
Happened to make lip balm right now.
Yeah, man, I gotta order some of that. They got like Old Chub flavored lip balm.
Well, I don't know if it's made with it. Is it flavored like it? We haven't gotten.
Oh yeah,
yet.
Well, there's Old Chub in the lip balm. Yeah, dude, it's like $3 or $4 for a chapstick size thing.
Yeah, but you know how we get that. Knowing you, you'd probably eat it.
Exactly. Dude, that's why I don't want to order it.
How drunk can I get off this thing?
Yeah, I got problems.
Oh. Oh my God, this is delicious beer.
Yeah, I'm shocked, dude. I would have never thought there was that much of a difference.
We need to get this in Pennsylvania.
And the Hobgoblin bottle, it's not even like green or clear. It's a dark bottle.
It's a cool bottle.
It's dark glass. Yeah.
Oh, this is delicious beer.
Yeah, it's good, man. I mean, I was bashing it because it, you know, we tried in the bottle, but I digress, man.
This beer takes me to my happy
fucking
place.
Fucking canned Hobgob rocks. Oh, damn. Man.
Groucho and Chubb, we have to give you props on this one. It is definitely wonderful beer.
Yeah, thanks again, guys. You guys really stepped it up, sent us some classic kick-ass beers.
And if anybody else out there would like to send us some beers, go to the shouldidrinkthat.com website and look over on the right-hand side. You'll see the About Us, Contact Us. Click on that. There's a user-friendly web form you can fill out, and it will eventually get to one of us.
Yeah, even if you want to trade, man.
We're up for trading.
Let us know, yeah.
We're definitely up for free beers, and we've shipped quite a few out. We've got some coming in that we know about. And, yeah, if you'd like us to try something that's maybe not available in Pennsylvania, but, well, there's lots not available in
right.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. But, we still have a pretty good selection. But
yeah, but if there's local beers, or you know what, if you're a home brewer and you want us to you know, give you our honest opinion of the beers, we'll do that.
Right. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, we're not certified judges. Nah. Or shit like that. But, you know, we're two guys that love to drink good beer, and we'll give you our honest opinion.
Yeah, it won't be a snobbish opinion by any means. Be an honest, average Joe opinion.
When the hell was the last time we were snobbish?
Never.
Well, unless we go to restaurants and shit like that and say, oh, what do you mean you only have Molson? I don't drink the Molson around here.
Oh, shit. But anyway, back to the Hobgoblin.
Delicious beer.
Yeah, well, out of the can.
Out of the can, yes.
The bottle sucks.
Oh.
I cannot believe there was that much of a difference, Spoon.
It's a whole world of difference.
It is, man. I was shocked. I didn't think there would be that much of a fucking difference.
Well, as we're consuming our fine beverages here, there is something that I do want to bring up. This is the official announcement. You've heard stories about this before.
You've seen the post. Some of you have voted.
This is the official announcement, and I am going to pimp the shit out of this.
Vote for Spoon. Vote for Spoon. Vote for Spoon.
As some of you know who go to our website, we have voting every once in a while. You know, it's fan interaction. If you ever want to send us a message, like I said, go to our contact form. It'll get to us. We talk back to everybody. If you hate us, we'll talk back to you.
Even if you want to suggest a poll question for us, that'd be great.
Oh, absolutely. So what we're doing is we're kind of going off, spawning off of whatever you want to call it, of our chugging theme. And every once in a while, we end up chugging a beer. It's not
if we don't like it, we chug it. So that became a whole different monster in itself.
And it's not because
we're gonna roll with it.
It's not because we chug it to get drunk. It's the entertainment value.
Yeah, exactly.
We love good craft beer, and like I would never chug a Hobgoblin. Well, unless it came up to vote, I would never chug a Hobgoblin. Yeah. But the deal is, the last time we had a vote, it was for the Lineman's Lambic.
It was Lambois. Fucking horrible.
And Sick Puppy lost the voting, so he had to chug a Lambic. Any of you that have had it know it's like raspberry syrup.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's pretty disgusting.
I mean, I know there's a lot of people out there like it, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's all about opinion, people, so don't bash us for bashing a style of beer. I mean, come on.
This is part of
it's all about the fun, man.
This is part of the entertainment value of listening to Should I Drink
Just because
this?
I don't like it.
Doesn't mean that you won't. It's
right.
This is just something that we do for fun. So
yeah.
We have a new contest, and everyone listening to this.
Vote for Spoon.
It's voting between the two of us, and I don't know the best way to introduce this thing, but
right now Spoon is losing, and it should be that way.
I'm getting my ass kicked because those of you who have watched some of our videos know about this, but I'm about to play.
They're feeling sorry for Sick Puppy. That's what they're doing.
That's got to be what it is. So what I'm about to play here is a clip from Big Foamy Head. Rick and Dick down there in Tennessee.
Great.
Kind of announced this for us. And honestly, they put it together better than we could probably say. So
yeah, so here you go.
So here you go. Listen to these guys, and you'll get an idea of what's about to happen. And as far as we know, we're the only ones ever to try something like this. Once again, a first from shouldidrinkthat.com.
And we may have medical personnel on site.
I think we'll have to for this one. Because we do stupid shit, but you know what? It's for entertainment, and we hope you guys like it. From the downloads that we've seen on YouTube and everything, everyone loves our videos. So
right.
Here's the latest one. Here is Rick and Dick from Big Foamy Head talking about it.
The Should I Drink That guys are having a contest, a voting thing right now, and one of them is going to chug a bottle of Dogfish Head 120.
Oh.
Currently, Father Spoon is in the lead. And,
about who should drink it?
Sick Puppy. Okay. He chugged a bottle of Lindeman's Frambois, or Framboise, or Framboise, or whatever you want to say.
However you want to bastardize that name.
That name. Mm-hmm. But the next competition's for Dogfish Head 120. I don't know that you can chug 12 ounces of Dogfish 120.
You better have medical personnel standing by.
Big Foamy Head does not condone binge drinking or chugging.
That's kind of like jackass beer drinking.
But I can't freaking wait to watch this.
No, I want to watch it too.
So go vote.
It's like car wrecks. You know you should look, but you're gonna.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one. This is the most exciting thing I've seen in a while.
Right.
I want to see one of these guys chugging a Dogfish Head 120.
So there we go. That's it. We're chugging the.
Thanks for pimping us, by the way, guys.
Yes, thanks. BigFoamyHead.com. One of us will be chugging a Dogfish Head 120.
No, Spoon will be chugging a Dogfish 120.
From the way the votes are going right now, yes. The main reason why this is epic is because it is a 20% beverage.
Yeah, 20%.
Yeah.
And it's a hoppy motherfucker, so that's going to be a hard one to chug,
man. And being a hophead, I'm looking forward to this, but also in the same regard, dear God, this may kill me. But we are working on getting medical personnel to be present while we do this. We will video it.
Oh, it's going to happen. I already got it planned out. We're going to have an EMT on site.
And the voting will end, I believe, on March 9th.
Okay.
Is it March 9th or 12th? I believe it's March 9th. We'll have it on the website. We have to figure out the logistics behind a lot of this stuff, make sure we have enough time to videotape it And it will be released on St. Patrick's Day. That's right.
Kick off the St. Paddy's Day holiday by chugging a 120.
That's right. March 17th, for those of you unfamiliar with St. Patrick's Day. It's kind of weird because, you know, now that I'm back, there's all this news that I want to talk about.
And he's been studying.
It kind of takes away from, like, the last few shows you've had Java Head and JD and all those guys on here. Guys, drink your beers, review the beers and everything.
Right. And I want to thank them guys again for filling in for Spoon.
Yeah, you guys did a wonderful job. I definitely want to thank you guys because it's been a rough last couple months for me. So you guys stepping in, definitely appreciate, you know, all the work that you guys have done. But there's something here that I want to bring up because one of my favorite breweries in Pennsylvania is the Weibacher Brewery.
They make awesome brewery.
Excellent beers. And you know what? It's kind of odd that there's all these breweries out in eastern Pennsylvania, and we're in western Pennsylvania, and there's not too many microbreweries that are out here. We've got East End, you know, got commercialized Rock Bomb, but we also have like Church Brew Works, North Coast Brewing, and Erie Brewing Company, and all those other ones. But Weibacher actually has some news for us.
Well, I like them because they kind of push the envelope on their beer recipes.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They make some awesome shit. Those guys have some balls. Yeah.
Well, plus in,
they're known for that, too.
Eastern PA, you also have Trogs, which is – yeah. You know, Trogs and Weibacher are probably my two favorite breweries.
From PA,
in
least.
PA.
Yeah.
Well, of course, Erie Brewing because I got to support the home guys.
Hardcock.
Yeah, Hardcock. Talk about the Hardcock. Anyways, I was checking out the Ale Street News because usually what I do is whenever I go to Three Sons Dogs and Suds, which is our local six-pack shop for us, I usually
ThreeSonsDogsAndSuds.com.
Check them out. Over 500 beers. I usually pick up the, I guess you could say, the beer rags.
Yeah,
the beer magazine.
The, the free beer rags. Right.
Yeah, the free beer rags that are out there. And I was checking out Ale Street News, and they have something that's very cool that they came out with. They have something called a Section B, which is for the regions. So you actually get, like, personalized beer news for your area. And unfortunately, since Western PA isn't as strong as Eastern PA, there's the Pennsylvania section and then there's Philadelphia.
Right.
I guess it's the only thing that's good that's come out of Philadelphia in a long time is beer. Don't be that and Rocky. But so I was checking it out, and one thing that I think is just phenomenal is some news from the Weibacher Brewery. They came out and announced that the March release of a new beer, Blasphemy. What a great fucking name.
Yeah, it's right up my alley, brother.
They've got Insanity. They got the Merry
Prophecy.
Monks, Prophecy. They have all this great stuff. So they're coming out with one called Blasphemy, which is their quad-aged in bourbon barrels. Yeah. And it also weighs in at 11.8%.
Nice.
That just sounds delicious right there.
They even make one called 11, right? Isn't that the one we tried a while back?
We've had a couple from them. Yeah. They make some excellent beers. But anyways, this will be available in bottles and on draft. So I can't wait to try this one.
I know, man.
I had to throw this one out there because if you can get Weibacher beer, try it. It is
Anyway, I think we're going to end this show. I still got some Hobgoblin left.
I'm empty, so I have to hit the beer fridge here.
I'm going to hit the SIDT beer fridge after this. But anyway, we're going to end this show with another local band. This is probably going to be a regular thing for us. We're going to end this show with Show Enough.
Oh, love these guys. Absolutely love them.
And they do have a MySpace page. They are one of SIDT's friends on MySpace, so you can check them out there. I don't have the MySpace URL off the top of my head. But
we will have links.
Yeah, we'll have links right to it. And this song is called Who Got It?
Damn good song. This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
This is Sick Puppy.
Coming to you from shouldidrinkthat.com beer review, where even if it's crap,
we drink it so you don't have to.
Enjoy. Lay out, bitches.
Who got it?
You've been taking dope. I knew it. I knew you were going to end up a dope fiend.
Yeah. time to